Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Welcome to the Hollywood Casino Press Box with your hosts, Frank Cusimano and Martin Kilcoyne.
Shooter from the belt to the plate. A swing and a miss, and that's the winner! That's the winner! A World Series winner for the Cardinals!
The best guests, the best insight.
Lofton with his team down by two, to the corner, Caputo! No good! And it's over! St. Louis is going dancing!
All backed by over 40 combined years of covering the biggest events in St. Louis sports.
Blues have the puck. Thomas off the wall. Shoots, and it's in. They score! It's the St. Louisan, Pat Maroon. Bring out the Zamboni. Pat Maroon just put the city on his shoulders, and he sends them to the conference finals.
Now, here are Frank Cusimano and Martin Kilcoyne on 590 The Fan KFNS and 590thefan.com.
The Friday tradition. You forgot about this. Strick.
What?
Friday tradition. Slop.
A tradition unlike
you taking
any other.
An important phone call right when the show is about to start. It's a Friday tradition.
You money, never
money
know.
Talking to
money
you call.
You never
call.
Know.
Jackman needed a dozen eggs.
Right.
You know, I've been thinking seriously about getting chickens for my backyard, hatching my own
can
eggs.
Can you do that where you live? Because there are some neighborhoods that won't allow that, having livestock.
They're going to tell me no? They're going
to
say no?
They had to do with a lady up in St. Charles last year about they had chickens out in open, what do they call them, open range?
Open range,
The
yeah.
eggs are great.
Okay.
Yeah, so we can do it.
You got to build a little house for them, don't you? A coop? A chicken coop.
You got to have the right wire.
Yeah,
everything.
Chicken mm-hmm. wire.
You should know that. You're a little bit country, Charlie.
No.
You like to
when
fish.
When I was a little kid, I had a chicken called Greedy.
Greedy. Mm-hmm. Why Greedy?
Ate everything that fell on the ground.
What do chickens do?
Everything.
You tired of buying eggs, Strick?
You know, listen, I went years without eating eggs. I didn't have an egg. I didn't eat
Why?
Eggs for years and years and years.
When you do free-range eggs, though?
And now, I eat the hell out of eggs. I think eggs are one of the more healthy foods you can ever eat.
Do you scramble them? Do you poach them?
Oh, only brown eggs. Only brown eggs. Organic, free-range brown eggs only.
How do you take your eggs? Scrambled, poached, fried?
Hard-boiled.
Over easy? Hard-boiled.
But I like them scrambled. I like an omelet. I like an omelet, too, you know?
Oh, omelets are good. I just can't make them. We'll take all your egg suggestions here on 85.
I make them for my kids probably 3-4 times a week.
That's good. That's a healthy breakfast. 855-282-8235, our text line. This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box on 590 The Fan. Yes, Jock?
The hardest thing to do if you go to a restaurant for breakfast is if you go in and ask for a soft scrambled egg. No one can make soft scrambled eggs in this town.
Oh, it's dry and crusty and brown and
I hate them hard. Yeah. And then put a little sprinkling of onions in them. It's fantastic.
It's tough if you go to one of those Sunday brunches and they have the omelet bar. Sometimes that could be a lengthy
That's hard
wait.
As concrete.
That could be a long wait, too. Yeah.
Plus the eggs, by the time you get to them, are very, very hard.
We're off to a great start. We're talking breakfast here on the start of the show. Guys, how are you today?
We're tolerable.
Okay.
Listen, we're going to have a little bit of a twist for the show today because this is the most interesting, most listened to radio show in St. Louis. So we're done with the text messages, Charlie. We're done with the text messages.
Yeah, the people that have no guts, always
text.
They won't call.
Text line.
Call us if you have something.
We are opening, first time in slop history, we are opening the phone lines today for the first time in slop history.
You people that trash me every week, call me up. I had one of your callers call
Absolutely
the other night.
Not. Don't call. Unplug the phones, Blasey.
Biff called me the other night trying to get upset with me about something.
No. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Biff's from Italy.
I know. He called me. He says he's from Italy. He complimented my show.
He called the show yesterday. I guess he needs a bet to go his way or else he'll owe his bookie $8,000.
Wow.
So he was asking us for a bet that could be made. I don't know what kind of system the bookie has in order where one bet could erase a four-figure debt, but he was asking for our advice.
In all seriousness, though, we have nothing to talk about today. Frank is not here, so, you know.
Barnes at 11. Walt Jock needs to go to the joint at 11:30. Cardinals, Reds.
It's a flashback show.
A flashback show.
NFL is not going to suspend
Ray Lankford. What time is Ray Lankford on today, too? 11:45?
Yeah, 11:45.
Might as well get Barry Switzer.
11:20, Scott Rowland. 11 o'clock, 11:20, Womack.
I mean,
Porter Mosier, 11:15.
Hey, don't diss. Frank, don't diss.
We got Frank Haith coming up.
How dare you, self-inflicted wound, Blousy?
Tyreek Hill not getting suspended. So we want to leave it up to the people. Whatever they want to talk about, we're willing to adjust, okay?
No, we don't.
855-282-8255, bring it.
Strick, I want to ask you a question about one thing, though, because it made some waves earlier this week. And I know this weekend, the Cup back in St. Louis, you know, one player in particular has a day plan tomorrow.
Correct.
I'm not sure if I'm allowed to mention his name.
No, I don't know if it's important, too, because people, you know, you never know how respectful they're going to be of the player and how respectful they're going to be of the family. For example, today, one of the trainers, the medical trainers, has the Cup. Sunday, a member of the coaching staff has the Cup. So, again, everybody gets their time with the Stanley Cup, and they all should have their time with the Cup.
Was there Robert Bortuzzo, though, who had his dog eating out of the Stanley Cup?
Robbie Fabry did. Fabry, but you know, but you know
Ken
what?
Ken Campbell threw a fit. Strick,
that's filthy, man. Strick,
oh, come on.
Dog eats his own poop. That's filthy.
Even Barkley was drinking out of the Cup.
But Ken Campbell up in Canada all upset.
Uh-huh.
What are your thoughts on that?
I don't know, man. I mean, listen, you know, this is the problem with social media and with Twitter. And with angry people, too, who have nothing else to talk about, and they want to voice their opinion on things that really, at the end of the day, have nothing to do with them. They shouldn't even be discussing it. They can have an opinion, I guess. Everybody is entitled to an opinion. But, you know, they didn't have Twitter back in the 90s and the 80s and the 70s when this tradition has been going on for decades, and you have no idea what the Stanley Cup has been through.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Have no idea what the Cup has been through. And if a player wants to have his dog eat out of it, then so be it. The dog eats out of it. There's no rule that says a dog can't eat out of it.
They've been putting animals inside the cups also.
Have they?
Yeah, I saw.
I mean, you're telling me like you have some like factual like evidence of this or a story to talk about.
Was it somebody put a
chinchilla? Someone put one of their open range chickens in the Stanley Cup.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Maybe I would do that if I got the cup
with
my chickens. So I don't really have much. I don't really care what some of these other media people say, in general, like ever, for the most part.
They won't get the cup anyway.
And this particular story, I really don't care either. He's trying to get attention and trying to get some likes, and I think he probably accomplished that.
You were mentioning your day with the cup. You have any idea what you're going to do with it?
No, I don't even know if we're going to have a day with the cup. I don't know what the plan is with that.
Take it to your kid's school.
Take it to the hood.
We're going to the barbershop.
We're bringing that to St. Louis.
What are we doing that remote, by the way? You need to set that up.
Well,
remote.
We're waiting for an okay from Fearless Lee. We'll check with him again today and see.
You are so full of it, man.
No, it's not my fault.
I mean, why is it so hard for you to get a remote?
We're clear next Friday.
It's not my fault. I'll talk to the powers to be again.
Next Friday,
the new schedule just came out anyway.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll go over there.
All right.
Take the cup. That'll be fun.
You just let us know when, Charlie.
The brothers want to see you anyway.
Yeah. I want to see them.
Yeah, they want to see them. I mean,
my people.
These are older brothers between 35 and 65, 70.
That's young for you.
Yeah, they have a good time.
You don't hang out with anybody your own age.
Oh, no. When I come in, I walk in the door, they say, don't talk about Charlie. Because he will get your back, baby.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have fun with them.
So the NFL, they did the investigation, though, on Tyreek Hill.
They did not suspend
Tyreek. He didn't do anything.
They didn't suspend him, but they say they're leaving the investigation open in case further evidence comes.
Kind of
like maybe the evidence of, like, maybe they have him on our audio recording talking to his wife. Oh, yeah, they already have that. Yeah. And he's not being suspended.
He didn't do anything.
You know what's interesting is that, you know, they have this domestic violence policy, at least an alleged policy.
I know what you're going to get at.
In the NFL. And, you know, we've seen what happened to Ray Rice and some other players who have been suspended when they've been involved in domestic violence situations.
Usually requires video.
The WNBA, they don't have a domestic violence policy. And there's been situations of women who have been violent against their spouses, in some cases other women. In the most recent case, another woman, her wife. And I think she got like 7 games for it. And this include like a charge of armed criminal action where she pulled out a gun and threatened to shoot somebody who was at the house, and she got 7 games. I mean, listen, I don't follow the WNBA religiously. The Summer League's a different story. I can talk about the Summer League. But the WNBA, I don't follow it too much, but she should be kicked out of the league, in my opinion.
Brittany Griner, 2 years ago, beat her girlfriend down. Now, she got suspended for several games, too. Now,
Brittany Griner, she'd beat you down,
yeah,
too. You know that.
No, I'd knock her out. If this were
a man, God,
we would absolutely not. No.
Right, because see, that's what I'm getting at. A man can't touch a woman,
but
a woman can touch a man.
I'd pay to see you fight Brittany Griner.
Who, Plowsy?
You.
Oh, or yeah. Plowsy. Well, I'll be the first to admit, she would roll me up.
I go get the biggest
dribble
log.
Dribble me like a basketball, man. I'd be done.
Yeah. I get the biggest log and just knock her down. Come on. You got to treat her like a man.
Really?
She's that big.
She's tall. She's tall.
Big.
So you think that the WNBA should have a policy, though? They got to have a domestic violence policy.
Every league should have a domestic abuse policy. Every league.
And do you think they're looking at it differently because it's
women,
another woman, as opposed to a man?
They're afraid to go too deep into this. Mm. But a man, just think, if you're married, a woman could hit a man. Because that, if you look at the
national
debt, a woman could hit a man and not get in much trouble as a man hitting a woman.
Not true.
Yeah, what?
That's not true.
Why? How do you know that?
Because, I mean, no, I'm just saying.
Go to the U.S. government.
If a woman hits a man, assaults a man, and you call the police, and they arrive on the scene, and a man was assaulted by a woman, they can arrest a woman.
That's what I just said.
Oh, I thought you said they can't.
No, I said they can. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Okay. Domestic abuse among women is at an all-time high as well.
Mm.
So what do you do when a woman hits you at home? You just got to leave.
Yeah.
And come back in a couple of days.
All right. What's the significance of Walt Jocketty? Even the Walt Jocketty is my guy, by the way.
They're playing the Reds. And he has been for my year. 11 o'clock hour. And the 04 reunion's next week.
Oh, okay.
They're with the Astros in town. So that's
one of my favorite teams, Cardinal
that
teams.
That is also one of my favorite teams. That was a fun club to watch play.
Murderer's Row, wasn't that it?
They could hit.
Yeah.
MV3, Pujols, Edmonds, and Rowland.
Walt Rowland. Did he bring McGuire?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he did. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was probably his first major trade. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was hired around 95.
How would you compare him to Mo?
Ooh.
You know what? The issue is it's very different leagues. Walt was good in that he took advantage of a league where there was a little bit more economic disparity. So Philadelphia realized they couldn't afford Rowland. He didn't want to stay, so the Cardinals could
Afford him, couldn't they?
They tried to, but Rowland didn't want to stay.
Yeah, okay.
But then if you're Walt Jocketty, you're one of the few teams that could then afford him. And because of that, it's a deal that would not happen today. It's Lasso Polanco, Mike Timlin, and Bud Smith. That's nothing for a player of Scott Rowland's caliber. He did a very good job taking advantage of that, but then he didn't see the transition into building from within, and that's why they had that lull in 07 and 08 when Mo took over, and they did build from within, and then it grew from there.
What happens to the Cardinals if they don't make the playoffs? Would it be the fourth straight year? What's going to happen with this team? Are we going
to
gut the team?
Are
we going to do like what Houston, Atlanta, and those teams have done, the Philadelphia Phillies?
They can't tank because there are too many teams tanking, and now you can tank and still not get a top three draft pick. That's the issue, and that's where all the heavy hitters come from. I think they got to change your organizational philosophy and how they approach. Here's what they should do, and I want them to do this, and I've wanted them to do this for a while. If you want to be a big team, consider yourself among the adults of Major League Baseball, act like it. Act like the Red Sox. Act like the Dodgers. Don't worry about cost. Look at the players on your roster.
Spin.
Don't worry about contracts and just buy players out. If Fowler's not in your future, buy him out. That's what the Red Sox do with Pablo Sandoval. It's what the Dodgers do with Hanley Ramirez. You realize that they're not in your long-term plans, buy them out and get a better player to replace them. That's what I would
say. I don't have a problem with teams that don't buy out players.
Neither do I. But like,
if I'm an owner, first off,
that's a lot of money.
When you buy out a player as a manager, you're admitting you made a mistake.
Yes.
And most GMs, most presidents don't like to do that. If you're an owner of a team, you don't want to buy out a player. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense. I mean, if you can't move the player, I mean, in the case of a guy like Dexter Fowler, I mean, unless they just absolutely cannot play whatsoever. And how much money is he making right now, Fowler?
Left on his original contract, whatever. Now,
I used him
million.
As an example. They should keep him because he has a role on the team.
Okay.
And he is playing well right now. But a Brett Cecil fits in that category as well, of a guy who you just have to decide what his future is with the organization. I think Matt Carpenter might require some tough decision-makings this offseason.
Brett Cecil is making a hunk.
And he's not
really making a contribution.
What does he make? How much does he make?
He's got one more year left on his deal after this season. It was a four-year, $30.5 million deal that he signed it.
But you can live with one more year. I mean, usually if you're going to buy out a player, you would think they have got.
They're more likely to do it with one more year.
Really?
That's what they do with Broxton. That's what they did with Greg Holland. Guys on one-year deals.
What about Michael Wacha?
He's gone.
Yeah.
He might be dealt by the end of the month.
Right.
He's a possible trade chip for them. He won't get much, but. You have no role for him. You don't trust him in the bullpen. You don't trust him in the rotation.
Well,
so he can't be on the roster.
Well, here's another guy that shouldn't have been on the roster in the first place. He's injured every single year. And they counted on him in the rotation. Adam Wainwright is having a better season than Michael Wacha, which is a shock to us. I know that's a He's a friend of the show.
He is.
Yeah.
He loves the show.
Oh, he loves the show.
You're bringing up reasons why the Cardinals will probably have the same roster for the most part. You know, you may have a couple free agents come in to fill a, you know, rotation spot here or there, maybe a bullpen piece. But, I mean, the part is you just don't have any pieces to trade. Brian said it best. You may see Waka go right in the deadline. You're not going to get much for him. You have the 26th best farm system. So, like, you can't do what the Cubs and Astros did because, you know, you have Correa, Chris Bryant, and guys like that you go, okay, you can see the light at the end of the tunnel. This is, you know, what you pitch to the fan base. What are you going to pitch to the fan base? Dylan Carlson, another probably above-average outfielder to replace our best offensive player next year, and you're thinking Matt Carpenter with the comeback tour next year. That's all you're going to hear about is how Matt Carpenter can't have that bad of a year, or Goldschmidt going to turn it around, or look at this young pitching staff. We'll hear this every year.
I like what the Phillies did, though.
Absolutely.
I like what the Phillies did, and I think the Cardinals should follow that
Signed Bryce Harper.
Blueprint.
I was saying that last offseason.
Yeah, we needed an outfielder. We didn't need a first baseman, so.
Because we're not going to get a free agent to come here.
Oh, God, no.
No, they don't want to come here. The Cardinal way. That's long gone, okay? And do we still have a Blues hangover right now with the Cardinals? Do people care about the Cardinals?
People care.
The Blues.
Our text line suggests that there's a lot of frustration, yeah.
A lot of frustration.
Yeah.
But the Blues, every game, every other day, you were watching amazing, intense, on the edge of your seat, on the edge of your couch.
Yeah, well, they won the Stanley Cup. I mean, it's really tough to compare the
two. Not even winning the Stanley. I'm talking being excited and watching a game from start to finish and not turning away. Baseball doesn't provide that, and I think people just...
No, but see, I think winning the Stanley Cup, I think, allowed people to realize how much interest there is in the Blues. Yep. This is not the first year people were interested in hockey in St. Louis. I mean, they've been watching the Blues on the edge of their seat for the last 30 years, if not longer for some people. So, I mean, this is an organization that's had great players come in and out.
Loyal fans.
And have had really good teams, competitive teams, loyal fans. And we've known that for a long time. So I think for some people, maybe the media, whatever, there's more interest in the Blues today than maybe there was before. But for the fan base, man, people have been watching, living, and dying with this team for decades.
I think the Cardinal fan base, as we all know it, has gotten tremendously old. It's starting to get a young group of people. A lot of the old guys, they can't go, they can't walk up the steps. They just have died off. They're getting a new fan base.
Grand.
I'm serious.
Who are you talking about?
The Cardinal fan base. They've got, you know, they're gone.
Like the Billiken fans.
They're the cemetery.
The old Rams fans in the lower level.
Get back and let the young folks take over. But young people,
but young
they
people
say,
are not, they're not.
They're leaving. They don't want to see the slow baseball.
That's
they
right.
don't want to see it.
That's right.
Baseball will make you turn into an alcoholic.
Oh, it is. Where is this coming from?
Good Lord.
I'm all with Tune on this. The game now, it's not the 80s. I'd love to have a guy steal 100 bases.
Right.
I'd love slap singles.
We don't have any of that.
Strikeout or home run is probably the most boring brand of baseball you could possibly
watch. No one likes slap singles.
Go find me some kids that are walking around.
Give me a Vince Coleman all day.
Playing baseball. I mean, listen, kids still play baseball. I mean, they play the game. But who are walking around, you know, wearing a T-shirt jersey for a team that's not the Cardinals. I mean, I haven't seen it in a long time.
We've seen Melina T-shirts. That's about all.
Yeah, but that's
see.
The Cardinals.
The Cardinals.
People like the Cardinals. It's a big part of the community. We know that. They have a long history here. History of greatness, iconic figures who obviously help, you know, make up the city and are the faces of the city of St. Louis. But I don't know why it's so hard for us to admit that here in St. Louis, but everyone else could admit it everywhere else in the country, that baseball with the younger generation, the Gen X generation, it's not the most popular sport.
You know, can you imagine if you had a Lou Brock or Vince Coleman playing on this team now, or a guy like that that's very exciting? The young kids, no matter what race, creed, or color you are gravitating to the NBA and actually hockey and then the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
But the young kids love the NBA.
They love the NBA. They love the NFL. Mm-hmm. Young kids here in St. Louis love the Blues. Mm-hmm. And winning, obviously, is going to be a big part of that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as the media continues to get older and older and older and you get younger and younger media, I mean, listen, the focus is going to be, it's going to slowly but surely drift a little bit away from baseball.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, that's just the reality of it.
I went to the Pujols game several weeks ago, and I said, man, it was nothing to do. I mean,
well, that's
so
more
dull.
Of an indictment on the team. I feel like,
well,
if you're going to say,
that's what I've been saying.
Okay, that's not an indictment
on the league as well.
Not just a league. That's a Cardinal issue.
Let me tell you something.
They're a boring team.
The superstars we have right now in the league, the Mike Trouts, he's dull as hell as well. He can't throw the ball in even from the outfield. We don't have the exciting guys like we used to.
Bryce Harper had a nice throw the other night.
He did, and they had the exciting guys. Baseball is terrible at marketing them. Mm-hmm. That's the issue.
The NBA is the best.
Yes, NBA is fantastic at marketing.
The NBA is tremendous at marketing their players. It's just that baseball, man, it's just we don't have that superstar that you can, that colorful player anymore. We don't have any black superstars anymore, Harley, except for maybe a couple players with the Boston Red Sox.
Mookie Betts.
And the two teams, the Dodgers and the Yankees, have some several good players, mm-hmm. but barely.
What about the Cardinals?
Any Afro-Americans.
The Cardinals don't have
Afro-Americans. Oh, they don't even have them in the stand.
I mean, Major League Baseball has never been in a situation where we've had so much young talent that is are superstars now. You know, mm-hmm. you got the Lindors, you have, you know, Acuna Jr., you got Tatis Jr., you got all these guys that the NBA does a great job of marketing young players even before mm-hmm. they hit their prime.
Well, listen, the Summer League is a big part of that, too. I mean, look how many people are watching the Summer League. I mean, the ratings for the Summer League must be through the roof. Right when you're getting some of these
places are packed.
Oh, the places are and all the big time superstars come back and watch. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're sitting in the front row to watch the young kids who are the up and coming players in the league. Whatever the NBA is doing, man, and this isn't new. The NBA has been doing this the right way for decades.
They include their players in everything they do. They assume this. The players, like we've been saying,
saying that forever.
They run it, man.
Correct.
They've been running it. They were really running this league when Magic Johnson and Larry Bird were playing. That's how the league started getting so successful. Mm-hmm. Then when Michael Jordan came along, they kept letting it do it. But it all has to do also, too, with your leader, your commissioner. And that's what happens with the NBA. They bring if there's an idea, I tell you what, if the ideas that the NBA uses, if you took those to the NFL, they would get blocked down.
The NBA is the one sport, though, that you can have one, maybe two superstars on the team, and they can win a championship, if not be a competitive team own.
Because it's five
on their own. On their own.
Yeah.
Therefore, I think the superstar in the game at the NBA is lifted a little bit higher, put on a little bit of a higher of a pedestal than some of these other sports.
Remember.
Because they become, I mean, I know superstar players in other sports are the face of their franchise, too, but they can't do it on their own. In the NBA, they can do it on their own.
The best athlete in any sport is an NBA player. You can look at any sport, NFL.
I don't know.
Soccer.
Maybe.
NHL. They're the best athlete per se. Now, people are going to fill up the text lines and say, I said something bad. Or call us up. You got any gut to call us. Plowsy's got the phone line open right now.
Yeah, disconnect every phone call, Plowsy. This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box and 5Night of the Fan, 5NightOfTheFan.com. Opening segment brought to you by Worldwide Technology Raceway at Gateway. Visit WWTRaceway.com for more information. Also want to mention the Maryville University listener line. Visit Maryville.edu for more information on that fantastic school. And the Bomarito Automotive Group, the Bomarito 500, coming to Worldwide Technology Raceway later this year. Check out their website, Bomarito.com. Take a look at their inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles. They are Missouri's number one automotive group. More slop on the other side of the break.